welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day to live up to my reputation.
We are at our absolute best when in service to you. When I say we, that's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Ken Kessler in his perch at the studio he has in the San Diego area. And I'm in Los Angeles. Doug Steffens, good day program with the continuing discussion and debate about mental health issues because of pilot Andreas Lubitz. He reportedly was once suicidal, underwent a lot of psychotherapy. And so why was he that's what it keeps flooding back to. Why was he at the controls in a plane? No evidence he was suicidal before the crash, but two and two still makes four in my book. The captain of the flight trying to break down the cockpit door in an attempt to stop him being hailed as a hero. He deserves the German Medal of Honor for his heroic attempts. You can hear all of that. Has anybody actually heard? Kenny, have you heard the actual sound from the flight recorder? Because I know it's around.
No, I haven't seen anywhere where it's been released to the news media.
Yeah, I don't think they've released it.
Yeah, would you want to listen to that?
It's just transcript.
No,
I don't want to listen to that, frankly. Backlash growing. Some people say we just don't understand the reason for the law in Indiana because there are a dozen other states that have the same law. Arkansas is about to pass the same law, so what's the big deal? What's the hubbub? Why are businesses threatening to pull out of Indiana? Governors saying they won't go to Indiana for conferences. Mayors in other states banning travel. Celebrities ramping up criticism. The state's Republican governor, Mike Pence, defending the law in a op-ed piece that appears today in the Wall Street Journal says it's not a license to discriminate. I was sort of surprised that so many of these. What do we not understand about this? Jeb Bush says it's okay with him. Marco Rubio voicing support. Ted Cruz. So what is there? I mean, these guys obviously looking for the right wing base. But why would right wing? What is there about this that's so appealing to the right wing and so much anathema to the left?
It's so difficult, and I hate to even tread here because you come off sounding like
a horrible word. No matter which side you're on, you don't come across as being
you lose. But there's an attack on business going on, and telling you making laws about
who you can hire and who you can't.
Who you can hire, who you can't, yep. Who you can serve and who you can't.
Yep.
And I totally 110% get that we cannot discriminate against somebody based on their sexual, their color, whatever, their religion. Mm. All of that is good. I get it. But we're telling businesses you have to serve this person if they come in and they're obnoxious. Mm. And they're just dirtbag in your restaurant, and all of a sudden the guy stands up and says, "Hey, I'm being discriminated against because I'm this or that or whatever it is." Or
may not be true, but it's
right. Somebody walks into your business and says, "I want to buy advertising," and you say no because I don't like your company, and they say, "Hey, I'm being discriminated against. You didn't know I was gay, but guess what? I am, and you're discriminating against me for it." Or you know what? I'm on the telephone. You didn't know I was black, but I am, or Asian, or white, or whatever it is. And all these laws are telling businesses who they have to do business with. It just feels wrong. Why can't we just
get along?
Why can't we just get along? Why do we need a law to make us get along?
I think there's a lot of hoop here, and there are other things that are going on. I find this interesting. The leading association for pharmacists in the United States adopted a policy that will discourage pharmacists from providing any drugs to any state institution that's involved in executions. Pharmacists say they will no longer put together these concoctions, cocktails, if you will, for use in lethal injections. So it'll be harder now in the death penalty states, to execute people. So get out the rifles.
There we go.
Back to what Utah is doing.
Yeah. That's right. Well, there are some other states, I think, that are looking at that too, aren't they? Or saying, I heard a whole discussion and debate yesterday on one of the talk radio programs here in Los Angeles as I was driving around yesterday afternoon about the penal institutions and what a complete bizarre mess they are in this whole country. So many people in jail that ought not to be.
Look what happened in Baltimore just a couple of years ago, where the inmates were running the prison,
the asylum. Right.
Basically, there was one inmate who was controlling the whole shebang.
Well, everybody else gets afraid. They gain power. The penal system doesn't work. It's atrocious. It spends $60,000 to $70,000 a year now on these inmates, especially if you're on death row with the appeals that go on for 18, 19, 20 years.
Per inmate, you mean?
Yeah, per inmate. Mm-hmm. And so now, here in California, because the prison is so overcrowded, this whole discussion, I think, started, was it yesterday or last week, some judge said, you can't double up people on death row. It's, for whatever the reason, Kenny, was that the story? There was a request made by Jerry Brown or somebody that wanted to cut down on the prison population or the need to build new prisons. And one of the suggestions was you put people on death row in bunk beds and have two or three or four of them in the same cell. And the judge says, nope, can't do that. So that's what started this debate. Why? Why? What common sense approach to this issue would have you believe that it wouldn't be good to have two people that were on death row in the same cell? This is from the, oh no, say it isn't so department. How many of you have used this with your children? How many of you heard your mother say to you, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Oh yeah.
Right?
Sure, right.
Some research group, and again,
so loaded with pesticides now they kill you of cancer.
Right. Researchers have determined that daily apple eaters have just as many doctor visits as those who ate fewer or no apples.
You know what my new thing is? Ever since we talked months ago about that study of people who ate a handful of nuts a day.
Oh, yes.
So I have, when I go to Costco, I buy that big jug of Planters mixed nuts.
Yeah.
Just
yep,
every day, handful.
Yeah, it's good for it.
Nobody, over 20 years, the 1,000 people that they studied versus the 1,000 people that they studied that didn't eat a handful of nuts, like whatever, 28% or 38% of those died. Of all the people who ate a handful of nuts every day, none of them died.
Chock full of nuts is that heavenly handful.
I'm already chock full of nuts.
Heavenly handful. Heavenly handful. In a moment, we will discuss the new host of The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Yesterday, this gentleman was named to replace Jon Stewart. Who is he? What's he all about? I've never heard of the guy before. But now he'll become more of a household name. Who is he? What's he all about? And his name is not Alfie, but we'll find out what his name is in a moment here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, in Egg versus Chicken, launch a hard-boiled egg attack on those ruthless roosters and philandering hens. Great game, not just for Easter. Egg versus Chicken. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
At just 26, Tom Fat Joe became president of his subdivision's homeowners association. But there was a problem. Garbage.
The previous hauler had moved to more profitable routes. They couldn't find a replacement. Bags full of trash were piling up all over.
Tom suggested they do it themselves. An angry resident shot back, "Why don't you do it yourself?"
He did. Every day he woke up at 4 to collect garbage. Then he changed into a suit for his day job as an accountant. A year later, he went full-time in the garbage business, and he went on to create a billion-dollar enterprise.
What problem could you solve part-time? It may be your route to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial, along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Why do we use unleaded gasoline anyway? Turns out there are some 7 million tons of deadly tetraethyl lead and EDB active in our soil, air, water, and bodies, showing up in places like our cake mix and cereal. The Nation magazine reported common lead, a deadly heavy metal, illegal in paint and gasoline, was quietly added to motor fuel by General Motors, which controlled the patent on the nation's daily gasoline formula. For 60 years, GM added tetraethyl lead to gas, despite evidence the company's lead had poisoned 80% of its own Bayway lab staff and was killing an additional 5,000 Americans a year from cars' airborne exhaust. The payoff? At the time, GM made money on almost every gallon of gasoline that was sold by anyone. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to be seen by others as more attractive, more handsome, better looking? It all starts with the eyes. Here's the biological science of it. Humans are wired to take care of creatures with big eyes, like babies. In fact, the belladonna plant, translated beautiful lady, was named because females use the plant's extract to make their pupils bigger, more beautiful. Republic Pictures used the plant extract to make cowboy Roy Rogers more attractive. What's the cheap psychological trick? Want to be seen as more attractive? Well, plan a romantic dinner by candlelight. Your pupils will dilate to take in more light. They'll look bigger, and you'll be seen by your partner as more attractive. They'll be attracted to you, and they won't even know why. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
There was 16
before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and you with the new host of The Daily Show on People's Minds. Jon Stewart announced a month or so ago that he was going to do other things. So his successor they found in-house, 31-year-old Trevor Noah. No, can I do that the right way? Not sound like a New Englander? Trevor Noah. Previously contributed on-air appearances. He was asked in an interview yesterday, what's the story? He said, I don't believe it. He's the son of, so he was raised in Soweto, which is near Johannesburg, South Africa. So what does he sound like? Does he have, well, let's find out. Here he is from a, he was on with Jon Stewart in the earlier part of this month, talking about the U.S. buying their way into the International Chess Championship.
America is making a concerted effort to buy top foreign chess players in an attempt to win next year's Chess Olympiad gold medal for the first time in decades. That's right. The United States is buying up nerds, nerd mercenaries, nerdcenaries.
If Americans are so bored by chess, then why are you stealing everyone else's players?
We'd like to win. We would like to win. I mean, let's face facts. We could patiently build a homegrown chess team through years of hard work, but... years of hard work. We'd rather just buy them.
You know what, John? Does America really need to be the best at everything? I mean, you already dominate the world in economics, military power, obesity.
Well, you're very kind. We have the most Dakotas.
You've got so many Dakotas. You
yes.
Got, well, what is it? North South,
South,
Fanning, Johnson.
Yes.
Leave some Dakota for the rest of us.
It is not like America has not had chess greats of its own. You had a what was that movie? Bobby Fischer.
Yeah, but that was what, 40 years ago?
No, I just rented it. It was in Deep Blue, the IBM chess computer.
I'm pretty sure the parts came from China.
All right, so here we have another non-American getting the job. That was the first thing that came to my mind. Is okay? We have what's his
face in the
late show? I'm not a racist. That has nothing to do with
sure
race.
You are.
No.
See, but that's the way people see it now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm you said something. Oh, my God. He's a non-American.
Well, he may be funny. And then I suppose we turn it around. Why does everybody on television in America have to be an American? Yeah, that's a point. I suppose you can make that point. We'll find out whether he's funny or not. I don't watch that show. I know a lot of people who do. And they have great regard and respect for Jon Stewart, as do I, frankly. Having watched him work, he invited me to come to do his show. Was I with you, or was it before I came here?
No.
I don't remember.
It was 14 years ago or something.
Remember when I went and Larry, not Larry.
Yeah, Lewis Black.
Lewis Black. What a character. My God, what a character. But I remember sitting out in the entree, in the area of... it's sort of, it's not the green room, but it's out in front of the studio facility, which was a little studio in the middle of nowhere in New York. It wasn't a big TV studio, just a little place. About 100 people go in and have their time there in the audience every night. And I think they tape it at 4:30, 5:30, something like that. And I remember being enthralled with Stewart and the way he had command of the situation, a lot of regard and respect for him. And Lewis Black was just a funny bugger. Man, was he a funny dude.
Yeah, he never let loose. Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, he never stopped. It was constant.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And he's very vulgar when you see him on the HBO's, but he's really vulgar. So anyway, but I was talking, who's the other guy, this fellow that's doing the late night show? Corden, what's his name?
James Corden.
Corden, yeah, right. All right. So I just am making an observation. You can take it as you will. NBC announced that The Wiz will be the next live musical performance, with Cirque du Soleil boarding the project, plans to bring the show to Broadway in 2016.
Hmm.
The Wiz will be on television December 3rd. This seems to be a Christmas thing. Peter Pan, Sound of Music, last couple of years. They both did well, even though they weren't really good performances. But it's sort of the art of doing live television once again revisited.
You know what? They were nice.
Nice family fair.
Performance. Yeah, it's nice family fair.
Family fair. The March Madness ratings at a 25-year high. Our poll yesterday at DougStefan.com asked you about the which one you wanted to see win. Let's see what happened here, Richie. 30 was a split. 33% said Kentucky. 33% said Michigan. 24% said Wisconsin. 10% said the Duke Blue Devils.
And Duke's made a lot of enemies over the years.
Yeah.
They're the Dallas Cowboys of college basketball, but they've just been successful.
CBS is developing a new Star Trek TV series. How about that?
Interesting.
Yep. Gene Roddenberry. So who's going to be... This is probably not a bill of fare that Shatner will be involved in. 84 years old. Can you see him as the...
I can't fit into my suit.
But I think it's a good idea. Why not? Everything else is being rerun. Do you, you either or both of you, did you like Heroes, the TV show?
Loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Loved
Who is Hiro Nakamura?
He was the main character of the show, the I don't know, little Asian guy who...
Played by Mazi Oka.
He could disappear and show up somewhere else.
He's going to reprise his role for Heroes Reborn.
Love it.
Which we were talking about, I think, yesterday, a 13-episode event series... that'll be on in the fall of this year. So he's they got him coming back again. I think
he was very good.
Deal. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go, Richie. A couple of specials for Ken Burns, Unraveling the Mysteries of Cancer in a PBS film. That's something that is a three-part documentary. Cancer, the Emperor of All Maladies, begins, I think, next Monday night on PBS. 51 after the hour.